That's great. And everyone else, don't relax, because we are nearly at Christmas. So Mary is busy with everyday jobs, not expecting a visit from a heavenly bod. But if our angels can come now to the center and come up to Mary, you're going to scare her. So after three, all the angels say boo. So hang on. So after three, all the angels say boo, and all the Marys will freeze and say, who are you? One, two, three.
Boo. Oh, that was scary.
The angel Gabriel said to Mary, don't be afraid. God says you're a brilliant maid. And though you're no one's wife just now, in 9 months' time or thereabouts, you'll have a baby boy, God's son. But, said Mary, I'm not married to anyone. Don't worry about that, the angel said. Hadn't anticipated that, that's funny. Don't worry about the angel. God can do miracles and you will be wed to that Joseph, the builder. You're engaged too. God will sort it all out. Don't get in a stew. For years to come, people will celebrate your baby, so don't get in a state, because they'll remember all this at Christmas. So Mary agreed to do what God wanted and shook the angel's hand before they parted. So Mary and angels can go back to your chairs and take a quiet seat when you're there. So Mary began to get bigger and bigger while local people talked and sniggered. And Joseph wondered how to react, knowing the baby wasn't his as a fact. So let's have Joseph up to the front. Oh. In Nazareth. Joseph up to the front. Where on earth am I up to? As he thinks about what to do about his engagement. And just to make sure the rest aren't rebellious, remember it's nearly Christmas.
It's about Jesus.
Very good. I'm glad you're still awake. Now, Joseph, here's some faces to make. First, Joseph didn't believe the rumor that he heard from the local butcher. He shook his head and said after me, no way.
No way.
I'm believing what you said today. Then when he started to believe his eyes, Joseph looked very, very surprised. Then when he realized he wasn't the dad, his face showed everyone that he was mad. But Joseph really loved Mary. Can you make a lovey face for us to see? And he decided to break it off quietly and not go ahead and marry Mary. But then one night, Joseph settled down to sleep and had the most amazing dream. Let's have the angels back up here. And even in dreams, angels say, do not fear. That dream angel said to our man, don't worry. God has a plan. Mary hasn't been seeing someone new. She's still very much in love with you. Go ahead and marry her, just as you planned. And with that, the dream angels ran. Joseph woke up and stood up and did as he was told, bringing Mary back in from the cold. So let's get Mary back up here and Mary and Joseph back up here, and maybe to give her a hug or a peck on the cheek. Not long to go now until Christmas.
It's about Jesus.
Thanks, team. It was being announced by loud voices all over town that Roman Emperor Caesar said all must go down to the towns where their family originally came from, a mass of censors with all forced to sign on. So Mary and Joseph, Mary and Joseph will make their way round to Bethlehem as we sing with voices abound. Do we have a donkey? Oh, awesome. And do we have any donkeys with us today?
One.
Two. You know, the Bible doesn't actually say that Mary rode on a donkey. More likely that the donkey carried their bags as she walked. But if you've come as a donkey, now's the time to come and help with their journey. So you guys can walk right around as we sing this song. And we're going to sing a song. So let's stand and sing. Hark the Herald. Thank you, donkeys. The distance from Nazareth to Bethlehem probably took them nearly 10 days. And what do you do when you leave town? Do you pack everything for your stay? Or do you just tell your folks you're on the way? Joseph would, quite rightly, have expected a bed for him and Mary, where his family lay their head. Hotels didn't exist in first century Palestine. No one ever sent you to room number 9. Joseph probably went from house to house, asking if there's space for the two of us, because it's nearly Christmas. Back then, animals lived inside the house. On the ground floor, there were cows and donkeys and maybe a goat or two. Any animals out there? Oh. Great work. And where's Eden? Oh, and a sheep. So, while the people lived upstairs, away from the zoo. Now, if we have an innkeeper amongst us, please spread yourself out here amongst us. As we sing the song, please feel free to sing along, and one at a time. Oh, and Joseph can come and ask an innkeeper if they're all full up. And whoever, oh, because we've only got one Joseph, that's great. You can seal with a handshake when you get in luck. So let's come and let's stand and sing another song here. So Joseph, you can come and ask the innkeeper if they've got room.
No room in the inn. Yes.
Just gotta stay up here after the us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. True God of true God, light of light eternal,
Joseph, here in the barn, for the most important part of our yarn. Right there, where the animals usually were, but the animals are going to head back now, the Son of God's arrival did occur. Among the mess and the mud, all of the dung and the dust that accompanies life in this world with us. No midwives appear in the Bible story, but you can bet your bottom dollar it was gory. Just like any other human birth on this planet we call home, the earth. These two outcasts, unfortunately, didn't have the support of family. There was nobody there in the time of need for the world's most important ultimate deed. Finally, it's properly Christmas. It's about Jesus. Then after Jesus had a good cry and a feed, the next thing this little boy would need was somewhere soft and safe to sleep. So Mary looked around the heaps of straw and put some in the feeding trough, which turned out to be good enough. Thank you everyone for participating so willingly and well. That's great. We're going to, let's give them everyone a hand, eh? We're going to sing our final song, Silent Night.
Silent. streams from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, born at thy birth, Jesus, born at thy birth.
Singers. Yeah, it was awesome. It's like a choir. If I stood up here and closed my eyes, I'd think I was in heaven. Yeah, it was amazing, actually. Yeah, we'll do that next year. But it's Christmas angel appeal time again. Must be 2 months. So each Christmas day, we take up a special offering for our friends at Trends End to work to bring something of God's love in many different local communities in Asia. And we appreciate this as a West thing, so feel free to pass the offering bag to the next person if you'd prefer. Bryn, have you got the video for that to come up? And I haven't organised a couple of roosters to pass the bag around. So Aaron and Ezra, do you want to do the offering for us? That'd be awesome. Come on, mate.
A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready. Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full."
And so the story goes that God is putting on a feast, but no one responds and the seats are all free, so hurry out past the plastic malls, hurry out through the university halls, hurry through your nearest street to the elderly sorting packaging. Oh, hurry out to the girl selling fruit. Hurry out, we've got tables of food. Past the chicken stand, hurry out to the water bottle man. Hurry through the alleyways, the hanging wires and barricades. Oh, hurry out to the man sniffing glue. Hurry out, we've got tables of food. Hurry out to the scooter mums with baby seats for their little ones. And hurry out to the guy fixing shoes. Hurry out, we've got tables of food. Cross the filthy stream, hurry out to the little factories. Hurry to the crowded bus, to people who've offended us. Hurry out to the construction crew. Hurry out, we've got tables of food. To someone's friend who doesn't walk, and no one's friend who doesn't talk. Oh, kids outside with homework to do. Hurry tables of food. Tables of food.
Pray. Loving God, we lift up to you our transient friends and their families, in their homes, in their places of work, in their communities. Please encourage and strengthen them all today in their walk with you and in your work in and through them. May each of them know you a little more clearly this Christmas. We especially think of Joe and Charlie and Carly and the Beasley family. May you restore their souls this Christmas. May you lead them and strengthen them in all they do. Amen. So, the next time we're going to be meeting is on Sunday the 5th of January, which will be with and at St. James Church. And we do not have a service coming up on this coming Sunday. And the next time we'll be meeting back here will be the 12th of January. Let's say the benediction. You are God's servants, gifted with dreams and visions. Upon you rise the grace of God like flames of fire. Love and serve the Lord in the strength of the Spirit. May the peace of Christ be with you. The strong arms of God sustain you, and the power of the Holy Spirit strengthen you in every way. Amen. We have an awesome morning tea out there, guys, waiting. Christmas cake. Thank you, Carolyn, at the back there. We were a bit worried. We thought no one was bringing anything, so thankfully it's all good. I didn't want to say morning tea when there was nothing behind the wall. So there you go. Christmas has arrived, guys. Have an awesome day. Merry Christmas, everybody.
pieces together. Made me their storyteller. Now I know it is well. It is well. That's the story I'll tell. There were some nights I felt like they would last forever. But you kept me breathing. Telling this story over and over again. Ooh, the mountain where I climbed, the valley where I fell. You were there all along. That's the story I'll tell. You brought the pieces together. Made me that storyteller. That's the story of